I can ask and receive good things from the Father. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks shall find, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Matthew chapter 7 verse 7-11. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or, if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Luke chapter 11 verse 9-13. Praying in agreement. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew chapter 18 verse 15-20. If I believe when I ask, I shall receive. In the morning, as Jesus returned into the city, he was hungry. And when he saw a fig tree on the way, he came to it, and found no fruit on it, but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on you henceforward forever. And presently, the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith, and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, Be removed, and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Matthew chapter 21 verse 18-22. Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, Have faith in God. For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, Be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Mark 11:20-24. I can use the name of Jesus in my life. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he also do, and greater than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. John chapter 14 verse 11-14. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. I no longer call you servants, for the servant does not know what his Lord does, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that you love one another. John chapter 15 verse 10-17. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. But the time comes when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you, that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father, himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. John chapter 16 verse 23-27. I must have the Father's word in my life. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. John chapter 15 verse 7. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus has declared, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. This is not an empty promise or religious tradition, it is the truth spoken by the Son of God. Have faith in God, he says. Whoever does not doubt in his heart, but believes, it will be done. Jesus said, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. He invites us not only to ask, but to ask with faith, to ask in his name, and to ask while walking in obedience and love. This is the will of the Father revealed in the Son, that we live in communion with him, filled with his word, walking in his love, and bearing fruit that remains, so that whatever we ask in Jesus' name, the Father will give it.